Horn?
Oh, harness. Yes, that would be used here. Again, I never did that, so I don't...
Do you know what, when you harness a horse, do you know what that's, what you're doing?
Well, yeah, attaching, well, it's like a bridle with longer reins on it that would reach back to the buggy or wagon or whatever it was, and he is attached to the wagon by means of the leather straps and all, and then they would be attached to the shafts of a buggy or the tongue of a wagon.
Well, if you were plowing, would you have reins then too, or would you call them something else? Those leather strips you came back.
Plow lines.
And if you have a saddle, what do you put your feet in?
Stirrups.
And if you were plowing with two horses, would you call the one on the left anything?
Yes, maybe lead horse or lead ox. That's all I can think of. There might be something else.
And if something isn't right here, you know, it's like somebody walked to your door and said, could you tell me where so-and-so lives? You'd say, oh, sure, it's just a little
way down the street.
And and if somebody came and said, is this Houston? They'd say, no, you have what to get?
Have a long way to go.
And if something's real common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you can say, well, you can find that just about
anywhere.
And it's
or any place.
And if somebody like slipped on the ice or something and fell this way, you'd say he fell how?
Backwards.
And he fell this way?
Frontwards. Or, you know, you're not wanting, I might say he fell on his face if he did that way, but if it's just falling in a forward motion, I'd say fell frontward.
Or forward.
Or forward, yeah, sure.
And if I said, did you catch any fish? You know, if you'd gone fishing, you'd say, no. What, a one?
No, not a one, or no, we didn't catch a one. Not a one, probably.
And, you know, if there was a schoolboy, you know, who might, you know, come home crying and says his teacher been scolding him, you might say, well, I don't know why she's blaming me. I
didn't do anything.
And if somebody, like, you know, next to my neighbor borrowed your rake and broke it, you might come back and apologize. You say, oh, that's all right. I didn't like it.
Anyway.
And if a child is just crying, you know, just and you might say, why are you crying? And he'd say, well, he was eating candy and didn't give me
any.
And if you're talking about some boy, you might say, well, now that boy's spoiled. When he grows up, he'll have his trouble.
He'll have his trouble.
Would you say it like?
Well, I might say he'll have his comeuppance. Is that what you're getting at?
What's that mean, come up?
Well, his bad deeds will catch up with him in time, or he'll get what he deserves in the end.
Would you ever say, like is not, or apt is not, or anything like that, more than that?
I wouldn't say that. You might hear that said around here by the
what?
Country people.
What? Which would they say?
Tell me the two again.
Well, you say he'll have his trouble. Would you say like is not, or
apt is not? Oh, like is not. Like is not, I would say, more than apt is not.
And if you expect a good yield, you know, you say, well, we raised a big
crop.
And what is the place, you know, in the field, the place where they drop the seeds down in the fur?
Oh, furrows.
And if this was a jungle in here, you know, and you wanted to build this house, you'd send some people in here, and they say they did what to the land?
Cleared it.
What about a road?